Joe Biden's 2023 Border Plan, Two Migrants for Every American Birth. By Neil Monroe on December 1, 2022. President Joe Biden's border agency expects 9,000 to 14,000 economic migrants per day after officials remove the Title 42 legal barrier in late December, says CNN. The predicted inflow adds up to roughly 4.5 million migrants per year, or more than one extra southern migrant for every American birth in the United States. The southern flow of roughly 4.5 million will add to the annual inflow of roughly 2 million legal immigrants, visa workers, and tourists illegally taking jobs. The combined inflow would deliver roughly 7 million migrants in 2023, or two migrants for each of the 3.6 million Americans born in 2020. Since 1990, the inflow of migrants has imposed a huge cost on Americans by cutting wages. It has also boosted rents and housing prices, and it has reduced native-born Americans' clout over elites. On November 29, the New York Times described the plight of a poor pregnant woman and her boyfriend in Texas. When her lawyer asked her why she was seeking an abortion, she said she didn't think she would make a suitable parent. She had just graduated from high school and was working as a cashier at the HEB supermarket chain. He didn't make enough as a brick mason to move out of his parents' house, and for a year, she had been crashing with friends. An abortion, she believed, would be in the best interest of the fetuses. Although she had applied for temporary assistance for needy families, the safety net program for low-income parents, she was denied because their household income exceeded the $231 monthly threshold. Immigration has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of fields and spiked the number of deaths of despair. But migration enriches older investors, coastal billionaires, and Wall Street. Top Democrats prefer to welcome more migrants than help Americans build families and raise more children. "We have a population that is not reproducing on its own with the same level that it used to," Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, said on November 16. "Now, more than ever, we're short of workers. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants. The Dreamers and all 11 million, or however many undocumented there are here," emphasis added. Business elites in Schumer's New York City have long used poor and compliant immigrants to inflate business profits in their housing and service sectors. Biden's migration program is being run by the nation's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, who is a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot. His pro-migration policies are overseen, and sometimes curbed, by election-minded appointees in the White House. So far, the administration has not proposed any plans to reduce or stop this migrant wave that will do huge damage to ordinary Americans. Instead, officials are promising to spend billions of additional dollars to register and then quickly transport the economic migrants from the border toward Americans' workplaces, overpriced housing, and crowded K-12 schools. However, the government's welcome for wage-cutting foreign migrants is being portrayed as curbs by pro-establishment media outlets. CNN reported. DHS officials are pulling from border plans released over the spring to prepare for the end of Title 42, including, for example, considering additional soft-sided facilities to process migrants. The department is also accelerating asylum processing times, doubling down on anti-smuggling operations, and coordinating with partners in the Western Hemisphere, according to the administration official. Axios reported that officials may try to bar single adults, but do nothing to stop the families or women with children who cannot sneak through the desert. One proposal would bar asylum single adults who illegally cross the border and have not first applied for legal pathways offered by the U.S. or protection in other countries they traveled through. They would be placed in the expedited removal process that allowed them to work in the United States. In 2022, roughly 600,000 single migrants sneaked across the border while Mayorkas ordered border agents to register women and children arriving at the border. The Axios report also suggested that officials may try to reduce the number of illegal migrants by simply legalizing their entry, despite Congress' yearly cap of roughly 1 million immigrants. Actions to expand legal pathways for migrants and asylum seekers and crack down on people who do not enter the U.S. at legal entry points were discussed in detail as recently as a cabinet head-level meeting on Monday, according to the two sources familiar. to incentivize people to apply and enter the U.S. legally. Officials are looking at raising the 24,000-person cap on the number of Venezuelans who can be paroled by a new process started last month. The process forces back to Mexico those who instead attempt to cross the border illegally. The quasi-legalization of illegal migration is already far advanced. For example, Mayorkas is allowing progressive groups in Mexico to help job-seeking migrants file online legal requests for immigration parole. Many of the applications are quickly approved, so allowing the poor migrants to avoid the cartel's border taxes and to safely walk into the United States through the official ports of entry. The parole doorway was created by Congress to enable the legal entry of a small number of emergency cases, such as a foreign seaman suffering a heart attack. But the useful loophole has been hugely expanded by Mayorkas into a humanitarian parole freeway into Americans' workplaces. Extraction migration. Government officials try to grow the economy by raising exports, productivity, and the birth rate. But officials want rapid results, so they also try to expand the economy by extracting millions of migrants from poor countries to serve as extra workers, consumers, and renters. This policy floods the labor market and so it shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to older investors, coastal billionaires, and Wall Street. It makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, buy homes, or gain wealth. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity. This happens because migration allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of the skilled American professionals and productivity-boosting technology that earlier allowed Americans in their communities to earn more money. This migration policy also reduces exports because it minimizes shareholder pressure on C-suite executives to take a career risk by trying to grow exports to poor countries. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional economic gaps between the Democrats' cheap labor coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy fueled by extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites and it alienates young people. It radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it gives a moral excuse for wealthy elites and progressives to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society, such as drug addicts. Progressives hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that economic migrants are political victims, that migration helps migrants more than Americans, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. But the progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants on their treks to U.S. jobs. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. Similarly, establishment Republicans, media businesses, and major GOP donors hide the skew towards investors by ignoring the pocketbook impact and by touting border chaos, welfare spending, migrant crime, and drug smuggling. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and to the inflow of temporary contract workers into the jobs needed by the families of blue-collar and white-collar Americans. This third-rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.